Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I'm glad you're here this morning. I want to invite you to turn in your copy of God's Word. If you don't have a copy, there's a copy in the pew in front of you. You are welcome to take that home with you today if you don't have a copy of God's Word. To Matthew chapter 1, Jesus did come. He did come. Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to the end of that chapter, verse 25. I'm going to read Matthew's account of Jesus' birth this morning, reminding our hearts of exactly what Jesus did for us, what God the Father did for us in sending us His Son. My hope is if you're here today and you know Him, that your heart would be lifted and encouraged, and you would just be moved to even greater joy today because of what your God has done for you and His Son. My prayer for you, our prayer for you, is if you're here because it's Christmas or because of obligation or because this is just what you do this time of year, is that you would encounter the risen Christ in His Word today if you haven't already and give your life to Him. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When His mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord has spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from his sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. Let's pray and bow our hearts and just ask the Lord to lead us for the next few moments. Father, we just come to our place of worship this morning joyfully, celebrating the arrival of your Son into our world. God, I pray that as we think and contemplate and read such familiar verses, such a familiar account of history this morning, God, I pray that you would just renew our joy as a result of you sending your Son to us. Help us to once again grasp the depth and the breadth of exactly what you did for us in sending us your Son. Give us fresh eyes and fresh ears to hear it anew this morning and to celebrate it anew this year. God, we love you, we thank you for Jesus, and we pray these things in His name. Amen. So the birth of Jesus reveals God's faithfulness to us and His loving kindness toward us, His love for us. You know God loves you. If you're unsure of that, I hope you hear it today in the Word. He loves you deeply. He did a magnificent thing for you in sending His Son to you, to us. And He is faithful to us. Verses 22 and 23, we find that this event, Jesus being born into our world, was a promise fulfilled. Look at verses 22 and 23. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel. This was a promise fulfilled. A promise of long ago. Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14 is what these words are reaching back to in verse 23. Isaiah 7 verse 14, written about 800 years before Jesus was born into our world. Isaiah the prophet, inspired by the Holy Spirit, said this: "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." 800 years after these words were spoken by the prophet Isaiah, they happened. The Lord is faithful. This was something impossible. It wasn't like a rare solar eclipse, something that is incredible and rare. This was something that was impossible. A virgin shall conceive and bear a son. This is like pigs flying, something that goes completely against the laws of nature, laws that only God himself can break. And he did. Virgin did conceive, and a virgin did bear a son in Mary. Something impossible, but also something impossibly good. God wasn't showing his power for the sake of showing his power. He's showing his power for the sake of showing us his love. Look at the last words of verse 23. It says, "They shall call his name Emmanuel." And then in many of your Bibles, there'll be parentheses, which means God with us. God came to us. He came to us. You think about Exodus 18, 19, 20, 21, where we receive the Ten Commandments, and Moses is at the top of the mountain. And God tells Moses, tell the people not to even touch the mountain, lest they die, because I am holy. You fast forward to Leviticus, and you see the people are given a place to worship, the tabernacle, later on, the temple. And within the confines of the tabernacle, the people, the common man and woman, could only go so close to where the Lord dwelt, because he is holy and they were sinful. You have the priesthood, the men who mediated for the people of God, between them and God. And the priest could only go so close to the Lord himself. Separation because of people's sin between the people and God. Yet, in Matthew chapter 1, Jesus is born into our world. The very Son of God, the great I am, the Lion of Judah, born into our world as a babe held by his mother. We aren't approaching him from a mountaintop. He has come to us, God with us, something impossible, but something impossibly good. Do you see it? So this was a promise fulfilled long ago. But it wasn't just a promise fulfilled. It was a promise of love. Jesus came the way he came for a specific purpose. We talk about him being the Son of Man and the Son of God. He is the son of a woman, born of woman. He is fully man. But he was conceived by the Holy Spirit, so he was fully God. And the reason he came into our world in that way was so that he could pay our debt. You see, as fully man, Jesus could take our place on the cross as a human being. But as fully God, he could write a blank check with his life, death, and resurrection and take the sin of not just one man, but of the world. So you see, the birth of Jesus is more significant than God just doing something miraculous. It's more significant than even God coming to us. It's God coming to us with the purpose of paying our debt because he loves us. That's why we sing Joy to the World. That's why we exchange gifts with one another, because we are trying in such a meager way to reflect the greatest gift given to us, Jesus. This begs a question that I want us to answer before we leave here today. Why would God do this? Why would He do this? Something so good for us when we are so sinful and so undeserving. Why would He do this? The best of the Old Testament people, Abraham, he was fearful, and we see when we read of his life, he lied on occasion to save his own hide. You fast forward in the Old Testament, you get to the life of David. He's one of the best of the Old Testament. Yet he was also a desperate sinner, an adulterer, a scheming adulterer who became a murderer. A desperate sinner. You get to the New Testament and you see the people that were surrounding Jesus. His own family doubted him. His closest of disciples, Peter, denied him to save his own hide. Desperate sinners. You get to us in our world, in our families, and you see, like, within our own hearts, we don't have to dig very far to discover you and I are also desperate sinners, and our world is filled today with desperate sinners, isn't it? So why would God do this? Something so good for people that are so undeserving. Why would God send His Son to pay our debt when it costs Him so much? I want you to think about something. Think about what it costs for Jesus to arrive in a manger here in our world, clothed in flesh. He left the perfect fellowship with His Heavenly Father and the Holy Spirit. Eternal fellowship. He left that to come here. Not only that, but He left the comfort of heaven, and He left the unceasing praise of heaven to come into our world, a sin-filled, broken world. Where His own family would doubt Him. His own people would reject Him. His closest friends would deny Him. And eventually the world would spit on Him, beat Him, and hang Him on a cross to die. A criminal's death. Why? Why would God do such a thing for people that are so undeserving? John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son. You see, God did this. This wasn't happenstance. Jesus didn't just happen to arrive into our world. God gave us His Son. Galatians 4:4 says, God sent forth His Son. Romans 6:23 says, the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whosoever believes in Him will not perish but have eternal life. So why would God do such a thing? Because we needed Him to. We needed Jesus to come, didn't we? And Jesus did come. He did. He came into our world. He put on flesh. He humbled Himself to the point of death, even death on a cross, for me and for you. So today is a day of joy, because our God has provided salvation for us through His one and only Son, Jesus. And this season we sing with joy. Because those of us who have given our hearts to Jesus, we are saved. We have eternal life, and we've been adopted as God's sons and daughters. We are co-heirs with Jesus because of what He's done for us. And we sing of that joy because we aren't the only ones He's died for. There are others. The world's filled with them. You may be here today and have yet to give your life to Christ, and you can give it to Him today and have eternal life in Him. So today, if you're here and you don't know Jesus, you know about Him, but you've yet to give your life to Him, you can do that today. You can do that as we sing today. We're closing the service with a song, Joy to the World. At one point we'll sing, Let Every Heart Prepare Him Room. Maybe you need to do that today. You can come forward today as we sing. You can wait till the service is over. Come find myself or Pastor Robbie or Dustin. We'd be more than happy to show you in His Word what it means to trust Jesus. But you may be here today and you may have a relationship with Jesus. You are a Christian. So today, together, we're going to stand and sing and praise our Lord who came to us. Because Jesus did come. Let's pray. Father, we love You. Oh God, what a miraculous gift You have given us in the life, the birth, the life, the death, the resurrection of Your Son, Jesus. Father, thank You. Lord, may You be lifted high by our response to Your Word this morning. May You be lifted high by hearts that are filled with joy and wonder at what You did for us. May You be lifted high by hearts that are dead but are turning to You and being filled with Your Spirit and coming to new life and by faith in Your Son alone today. May You be lifted high by the days to come as we exchange gifts in memory of what Your Son has done for us and what He continues to do for us. Lord, we love You. We thank You for Jesus. We thank You for giving us Your Son. We thank You for Him coming to us and living for us and dying for us and conquering death for us. And we pray these things in Your precious name, Jesus. Amen.